7, which is the cabinet members' announcements. I'll start over at my right-hand side with Wayne.
Yes, as you know, part of my portfolio is events. And, my news today, which is already been released by Sales GP, is that Sales GP event will be coming back to Cowes next year, 2020, for their season 2. And obviously that puts us as the only destination in Europe where they attend one of their events, and we come behind Sydney, San Francisco, New York, Cowes, Marseille. So couldn't be much better than that for an event for the Isle of Wight. So it's good news for them.
Excellent. Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah. Thank you, Leader. I've got a couple of items really that are relevant to Ryde. Residential parking zones. I know Ryde suffers from commuters and a lack of parking spaces for residents. The three zones in Ryde are being surveyed. I think the survey is about finished, so hopefully you will get your residential parking zones as soon as possible. The other one, and Wayne's raised this with me, as has Councillor Lilly, on about the amount of roadworks that are going on in Ryde. And of course, everybody assumes it's island roads, and it's not necessarily so. Island Roads obviously do resurfacing, but all the other utility companies have free access to the roads, really. And it's all weather dependent and tourism dependent. Island Roads can only do certain stuff in the summer because they don't want to disrupt tourism. And they can't do stuff in the winter because of the temperatures. So actually there's quite a small window, and they have to program very carefully how they do their work. And of course the utility companies are under the same sort of restrictions. You know, they don't want to dig up the roads in the middle of tourist season, but sometimes that has to happen. And the stuff that's been going on in Ryde recently, it's all about white fibre and, you know, that sort of stuff. So please bear with it.
Okay, Claire.
So I'm going to do a bit of an introduction, actually. Paul and I are going next week to the National Adults and Children's Services Conference, and I just want to ask, so I've been for the last 2 years, it's really good to see that national picture and speak to other cabinet members, we'll see what other authorities are doing, but for the first time this year we're going to be presenting, which is such a tribute to the work that's been led by somebody in over here, and I'm going to ask Carol to just come up and tell you what we'll be representing at the National Conference.
I don't like to steal her thunder.
Thank you. Councillor Moswell just came and whispered in my ear that she was going to say this. So we are really pleased. We've been doing some innovative work on the Isle of Wight, which is being recognised at national level, which is wonderful. So specifically, we're going to be talking about the work that we've led with the voluntary and community sector around the Living Well service. We're also going to be talking about the work that we've done to create a personal assistance hub on the island. So we've got a couple of sessions which we're delivering on those two things. And tribute to absolutely my voluntary and sector colleagues, and also to Laura Godin and Matt Porter, who have led the work around our PA hub. We're also going to be leading a national piece of work that I'm presenting with Professor John Bolton around the refresh of something called the Adult Social Cares Outcomes Framework. It's how we're evaluated as an adult social care function in terms of the effectiveness of the delivery of adult social care. So at a national level, I chair something called the Performance Standards and Informatics Committee for the Association of Directors of Adult Social Services. And I've secured some funding from the Department of Health and Social Care on behalf of ADAS to lead a refresh of ASCOF, Adult Social Care Outcomes Framework, which is now 10, nearly 11 years old, and therefore does feel out of kilter somewhat. The Care Act actually was introduced, the 2014 Care Act came subsequent to ASCOF. So it's about time that actually the modern way to and the best way to run adult social care services is measured at national level. So we're doing three things, and I'm really looking forward to next week.
Press the button.
Thank you, Carol. And sorry, Lydia, you know when you said about, I don't want to steal some of those announcements, but I just think for us in Ireland to be recognised at a national level in such an important area of what we do as a council, I think is it needed that level of acknowledgement.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you for that. I'm still going to go round, and just from my point of view, next week I am going to the National Police and Crime Panel conference at Warwick. This is all the Police and Crime Panel chairs from around the country, of which I'm one for Hampshire, and I've been asked to chair the event. And the reason I mention it is that we as a council have deliberately looked above the parapet and tried to bring ourselves into the national arena in the ways that we've been hearing today, and I think it's good for the island, but more importantly, it's good for the mainland to see what we do over here as well. So, following on that theme, Stuart, I don't know if you can, actually, but...
I mentioned a couple of areas. Firstly, budget, as you would expect me to do, but I'll move very swift on that. And secondly, a few items that are relevant to Ryde. As all Cabinet members know, but for the benefit of others in the room, we are still working hard on the current budget to attempt to bring it in on target. But because of the huge pressures that we face in a number of areas of service, it is currently running at a predicted £1 million overspent. We have to try and recover that over the next 5 months if we are able. We're also working hard on next year's budget, and despite the fact that this authority has already saved over £80 million, the medium-term financial strategy requires us to find another £13.5 million over the next 3 years. So we have to find £4.5 million in the forthcoming financial year, and we're going through our budget line by line to achieve the necessary additional income or savings or changes in the way we do things to balance that budget with as little impact on service as we possibly can. This year, because of all of the uncertainties that surround the making of the budget, compounded by unusual in election in December, we shall be not in a position to announce budget this side of Christmas. In the previous 2 years, of course, we have announced what the likely budget changes will be. Typically, I think end of October or early November in the previous 2 years. I suspect that it will probably be early January before we are able to do it this time. Moving on to local issues, there are three or four important points. We are working closely with the Town Council, the Business Association and community groups in Ryde. We're listening to their concerns and aspirations, and overall we intend to help to produce an agreed place plan for Ryde, which will inform the direction of its future regeneration. We are currently talking to the Town Council about Ryde Harbour, and I think at the beginning of next week I should be able to sign a delegated decision which will offer Ryde Town Council the opportunity to be a preferred bidder for that harbour, and will give the Town Council several months in which to actually put together a plan and to engage in further discussions. That is going to be a lengthy process, but it is, we're proceeding at idem with the Town Council on this. We're also pursuing funding to improve the interchange via the Transforming Cities Fund, so we expect to earn some income from that. We have put in a planning application for the business park at Nicholson Road. We've invested a substantial amount of money in putting proposals forward, and if we can get that through to approval and develop it properly, the likelihood is it will produce up to 500 new jobs. We have a successful partnership, £1 million bid for Heritage High Street funding, and that will help to tackle the identified problems in the upper High Street. And we're doing all of that work against the background of the financial difficulties that I've just outlined. Probably enough from me here. Thank you.
Thank you. I love the way you maintain the tone. That's good. That's the braiding.
I know one thing, actually. When I took over the cabinet role for education, one of the many issues I mean, problems I inherited was looking at the higher education on the island. I became acutely aware that there's certainly a region of 300 plus people doing degrees on the Isle of Wight at the moment in various places. We looked at the idea of a university, but with the amount of students the investment you need, the amount of students you need, I don't think a university was practical, but it's 4G Vincent University on the mainland, you keep that going. So we managed to secure some funds to do a study looking at the current six providers, but I mean HTP, the college, Platform One, UKSA, CCAMP, and Open University. That's where people do a lot of degrees. Then we looked at the employers on the island through the Chamber of Commerce. What skills do we need on the island to support our island businesses? And we come up with the Isle of Wight's new HE prospectus. This was given to, we launched our careers fair last week. It's been given to every student in year 11, 10 and 11 at schools, so they can plan where they want to study in the future. Businesses have got it, so if they're looking for employee in a certain sector, they can look at the chart and say, okay, those courses that they might need, the skills might need are being taught at these places, can work with them. And it's gone down exceptionally well. And this is stage two now, is to work out, do we need a building to have like a centre for school or a university, but the centre for the hub where people can go to talk to people as opposed to do it face to face. And that's the project we're now working on. But this has gone really well in the schools. Blue sky thinking, good themes of the Isle of Wight. And I commend my team for the work they've done putting this together. I'm not taking any credit for it. I sat on the panel, but I'm not taking any credit for the work. My team have done a brilliant job putting this together. So we've now got an HE hub on the island. And it's a hub, a virtual hub effectively, that people can go to and tap into the skills they need and of course they want to take.
That's really good.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for that. It's very informative. Steve?
Thank you, Leader. There are two or three things within waste.
We got my mum's bin yet.
I'm coming to that very soon.
No. I might come up at full council.
Mechanical treatment plant, we now have our certificate, it's fully compliant and working. The other side of that plant is yet to be finished, which is the energy from waste part of the plant, which is on target still for summer of next year. Green waste, Councillor Mosdale's mother will be satisfied very soon with regards to her green waste. And at the same time as getting, we now have our new 18-ton truck has been delivered. What I'm trying to do before we roll out that what's on our waiting list is to make sure that we have direct debit capability as well. And I'm told as of today that that's some 9 weeks away. And fortunately, we're running through the winter period now, so by January we will be able to start getting down that waiting list and get everybody else on their subscriptions newly under direct debit as well. So that's all on target and should be good news. One other thing I need to mention right now is next week people's waste will be disrupted somewhat, and that is unfortunately because of the sad death of one of the operatives, Amy, and the Isle of Wight Council waste team and Amy are all going to the funeral. So, something will all be moved on the day. So if you're on Monday, there'll be no change whatsoever. Tuesday onwards, if your waste collection was a Tuesday, it will now be Wednesday. Wednesday will be Thursday through to Saturday. So your waste collection day will be the day after your the actual day of this current. Apologies for that, but I think you understand that there's a good reason for that happening. It's like a family, the operatives and Amy, and we thought it was the right way to go. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you for that. Just next item is the